Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it. There has to be an adult in the room. I am going to govern which what is best for this country.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is under pressure for a last-minute deal with Democrats on a spending resolution to avoid a government shutdown. Ultra-conservative Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he'll file a motion to unseat McCarthy this week, saying the speaker lied about spending cuts and border policies. The stopgap measure moves the spending deadline to mid-November. It includes $16 billion in disaster relief at home, but no aid for Ukraine. President Biden is pressing for a separate aid package as soon as possible.
And I want to assure our American allies and the American people and the people of Ukraine that you can count on our support. We will not walk away.
Senate leaders say there's strong bipartisan support there for uninterrupted Ukraine funding. California Governor Gavin Newsom has chosen a replacement for Senator Dianne Feinstein. Newsom named Emily's List president LaFonza Butler, a black woman but not one running for the seat. One of the candidates is Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland, who has been endorsed by the Congressional Black Caucus and points out before this appointment, the Senate had no black women in it.
The Senate needs a perspective that I bring with my life experiences as a progressive black woman.
Federal student loan payments restart this month. Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts calls it a crisis for black college graduates who carry an average of $25,000 more debt than their white peers.
It takes a psychological toll. It chokes at the promise of our families, our communities, and our country.
The Supreme Court rejected a Biden administration proposal to cancel up to $20,000 in debt. The administration says its SAVE income-based repayment plan can still dramatically reduce monthly payments and interest charges and even totally forgive many loans. Today marks the start of Banned Books Week. PEN America says there have been more than 3,000 book bans in public schools and libraries over the past year, mostly from far-right groups targeting women, people of color, or LGBTQ authors. Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice says they want to protect children.
Parental rights do not stop at the classroom door. We do not co-parent with the government.
More than 40% of all recent book bans have occurred in Florida school districts. A lawsuit filed in Michigan aims to keep former President Donald Trump off the state's presidential ballot. The group Free Speech for People contends Trump is disqualified because he participated in an insurrection to overturn the last election. Dozens of similar suits have been filed in other states. Meanwhile, Trump says he'll be in the courtroom when his civil trial for extensive business fraud starts in New York. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.